Rob Schneider, history proves forcing a medical procedure to regain one's freedom is not a new form of barbarism. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 29, 2021. Actor-comedian Rob Schneider took to Twitter on Thursday to inform Americans that history shows forcing a medical procedure on the promise that you'll regain your freedom is not a new form of barbarism. Forcing people and using coercion to get them to take a medical procedure against their will to regain their freedoms, vaccine passports, is not a new form of barbarism, Schneider wrote. It was expressly discussed during the trials of war criminals before the Nuremberg Military Tribunal's WWLL. The term vaccine passport refers to the concept of requiring citizens to show proof they have been vaccinated against the coronavirus in order to gain access to events or services. Schneider's tweet included a screenshot of the Nuremberg Code, 10 Ethical Principles for Protecting Human Subjects, posted to the National Institutes of Health, NIHS website. The first element of the code simply reads, "The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential." The first guideline elaborates. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice, without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved, as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. In another tweet, the former Saturday Night Live star advised Americans not to take their freedoms for granted. "Do not take your freedom for granted. Nor the freedom of others. Your freedom was not given. It was paid by those who gave their lives for it," Schneider tweeted. In February, Schneider warned that keeping schools closed is a new kind of child abuse, which is being paid for with your tax dollars. "We are witnessing a new kind of child abuse, bought and paid for with your tax dollars," Schneider tweeted. "The collapse of public schools who follow this example will surely follow. History will not look back at this kindly." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.